We're going to spend some time looking at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. So you can go there in your Bibles or devices this morning. You see how kids make their parents proud when they do things according to their parents' rule in the house. You know how it is, some of us are parents, when they do well at school, we feel proud, you know, proud of our kids. It's like, wow, yeah, we're so happy because what they get to accomplish. When they do well in any sport activity or dance, whatever, I mean, you know, we have this sense of, yes, that's my boy, that's my girl, like we're so happy with them. Now, think about those terms in terms like Marty mentioned this morning, this idea that we are children of God, and that's what Scripture says. The moment that you and I believe in Jesus, the Bible says that you become a child, a son and a daughter of God. Think about in those terms that just as we, as Father, we get so happy with our kids when they do things according to our standard. God, the Father, gets so thrilled, so happy because we are doing things according to Him. You see, the Bible even talks about that sometimes we sadden Him. We sadden the Holy Spirit, so we're saddening God. And so, but we make Him happy because when we do things according to what He expects of us as kids. Because of our faith, our belief in Jesus, that's what makes us children of God. That's what John, the gospel writer, says in John 1:12. He came to His own people, but His own people did not receive Him. Yet to those who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave them the right to be made children of God. Galatians 3:26 says, For all of you are sons of God or children of God because of faith in Christ Jesus. 1 John 3:1-2, I believe it says, look how great the love of the Father has lavished on us that we can be called sons or children of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. See, I've been talking to us almost for a whole month now about this idea of our identity in Christ, a new creation, ambassador, the light. Let your light shine before men that they see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We are children of God. But I think sometimes, my friends, I think that we don't let that sink in into our heads that our God, the creator of the universe, is our daddy. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we hear that a lot in sermons, but we don't get it, do we? Like, that we are wonderfully fashioned by majesty. Our God is our Father. And I just want to maybe through the sermon today, I just want to right-size our view of God as our Father. Because, you know, when you see Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:5-7, it's one sermon. One lesson that Jesus taught, and you see the relationship between God the Father and His kids. See, I'm going to talk to you about, like, how do we act like children of God? As a father, He does have rules and regulations. As a father, He does have an expectation for you and I as kids. So in other words, you and I as His children cannot just live whichever way we choose. We have to live according to our Father. So what does He require of you as His kid? As His sons and daughters. You see, He expects His children to act in certain ways, to resemble His character. You know, there's a story of a father. He had two sons, and the younger son came to his dad and said, Dad, my brother just said the S word. Now, the father was a little devastated because he realized, you know, we don't talk like that in our family. Where did my son get that? And he was just like, man, he was just like, I got to have a talk with my son because, you know, why did he say the S word to his brother? Yeah, he called me the S word. And so later on, the father gets the younger son, so like, come tell me. We don't have to tell you, brother. Just tell me quickly, what is it that he said? He said, he called me stupid. So the father at that moment was like, oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you're not supposed to call people stupid, but, you know, he was more relieved because he wasn't the other word. Because he realized, you know, in my standard, we don't talk like that. And so why is my kid talking father's parents that, you know, we have that? And so when a kid is cursing and something, sometimes they do it because you do it at home. Other times it's because the influence that they have outside. But you know, that father was devastated, and he's a preacher. He told the story at one of the conferences that we attended. Like, you know, he was just panicking. It's like, I mean, we don't talk like that in our house. And now my oldest son called my younger son the S word, but it was the word stupid. So he was relieved. So think about in the terms like how God is the Father, how he is pleased with us sometimes, how we talk, how we navigate, how we live our lives, and how sometimes he might be saddened because that's not the standard by that he gave us, and we're not living according to his rule. You see, as kids, sometimes you hear the idea, like, I mean, sometimes it's scary to me. Like, I always tell people, if you don't know my dad, just because you know me, you get to see a lot of his quality in me already. Jesus said that about him. If you know me, you see my father. Think about how sometimes our kids want to be like their parents. I want to be like my dad. Or in some area, I want to be like, and also another thing too, sometimes our kids resemble us, even mannerisms that we might have. It's like, wow, you're acting just like your father, and maybe you do this a lot or that. You know, it's like just like your daddy. So the same way, think about that now. How do we act like God? Because if it's our father, there should be something that resembles him. There should be something that is very similar to who he is in us, because we already have that in our DNA. And that's what I want to talk to you this morning. Now, when and how do you resemble God? When do you look like God? You see, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches us how to live or behave in a way that will exemplify God, in a way that will resemble his nature as our Heavenly Father. Now, in Matthew 5 through 7, I'm not going to preach the whole Sermon on the Mount, but that's one teaching of Jesus. I'm going to spend some time in Matthew 5, but there Jesus highlights God's relationship with his children. You hear the word a lot, the Father in heaven, our Father. So in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, we encounter the Beatitudes. That's when Jesus said, blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are when people persecute you. And then in verse 9, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be known as children of God. So right there, you see, how do you act like God's children? When you are a peacemaker. But now, mind you, everything I'm going to be telling you, that's Jesus saying it to his disciples. So God's children, how do you act like children of God when you are a peacemaker instead of like always fighting? You stand for peace. So blessed are the peacemaker, because they will be known as sons of God or children of God. Then when you keep on going, I just want to walk you. You had your Bibles right there. Some of you who take notes, just go with me. I just want to walk you through that quick. And I can give you the outlines later on if you want it, because I had a great time going through the Beatitudes and things. Like, wow, it's amazing how many times you hear the word God and his children displayed through the Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here, bear with me. Let me show you another one. Letting your light shine before men honors your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 6, 1, you get no reward from your heavenly Father when you do things just to be noticed by men. Remember, he talks about don't do your kindness, your acts of righteousness to be seen by men. If you do, you have no reward from your heavenly Father. And what he talks about is giving to the needy, praying, and fasting. So you get no reward from your heavenly Father. So Jesus is highlighting this relationship between our heavenly Father and us, his children. The Father sees what is done in secret and will reward you. Matthew 6, 4, 6, 6, and also 6, 18. Giving to the needy. He sees how your giving is. He sees how you pray. If you pray just to be heard by people, or you're praying between you and God, and how you fast. He even teaches us the right way of fasting. Your Father sees what is done in secret will reward you. You see, our Father, talking about God the Father. Matthew 6, 9. When you pray to God, address him as our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So the prayer, you're talking to your daddy. And Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. And then when you go 6:14 and 15, he says, your Father won't forgive your sins if you do not forgive other people. But how many times do we read that? And we still don't get it, do we? Christians still struggling with forgiveness when God says, if you don't forgive people, don't even bother praying or worshiping because I'm not listening. And Jesus is the one saying, you see, that's the standard of the Father. He says, if you do not forgive men when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will not forgive your sins when they sin against you. But if you do forgive them, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Man, this is God's standard. And acting like his children will be that you are a person about forgiveness. Then he goes on to say, another one that we do a lot, Matthew 6, 25 through 34. When you worry about your life, you're not trusting God. That's when you drop the mic, like, psh, as simple as that. Jesus said, why do you worry about your life, what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to wear? Isn't life more than food and clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow and spin, but your Heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than they? So he just said, why are you worrying? You have a Heavenly Father who sees your needs. He cares about you, and he said, I got you. Jesus is the one talking. He says, when you're so anxious about life, you really, at that moment, you're not trusting your Heavenly Father. Then look at what he says. He considers you more valuable than birds. Matthew 6, 26. He knows what you need. Matthew 6, 32. He gives good gifts to his children. Matthew 7, 11. That's an easy one to remember. Matthew 7, 11. He gives good gifts to his children. That's a 7-Eleven store. So remember Matthew 7, 11. My Father gives me good gifts. Maybe that's a way for you to memorize and remember that. Matthew 7, 22. Now, this one is interesting. Jesus said, only those who do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of God. That's when he says, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but he or she who does the will of my Father. And when you go through the Bible, what is the will of the Father? That they all come to the Son. But you see, all the relationship between the Father and God the Father and we, the children, I skipped one intentionally. I skipped the text that I'm going to be talking to you about this morning in Matthew 5, 43 through 48, because Jesus there highlights, I'm going to spend some time in that. Jesus talks about all the things that if we are his children, we are supposed to imitate. We are supposed to be like our daddy in this regard. And I just want to read that one for you according to the NIV, Matthew 5. You remember, Jesus taught a lot about things. He taught about an eye for an eye, divorce, loving the enemies, fulfilling the law, murders. He talks so many things in the Sermon on the Mount. Then he gets to this part in Matthew 5, 43. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, love your enemy and hate you. Love your neighbor and hate your enemies. You heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Check this out, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. I had to pause when I read that for a moment, because you read it too quick, you miss it. You heard that it was said, love your neighbor but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you might be sons, children of God. And then he goes on saying, he causes his son to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward would you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Maybe you never heard a sermon about this thing. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. I know you're already asking, but how can we be perfect? Nobody's perfect, right? We get there to see what it is that Jesus really is talking about. You see, as children of God, God expects us to act certain ways. And right here in that text, Jesus said, you heard that it was said, that's the way it used to be. Love your neighbors, but hate your enemy. But I'm saying to you, love your enemies and pray for those who oppose you or persecute you. You see, acting like children of God means that you will have love for your enemies. My friends, you know, this is really hard because some of us struggle even loving our brothers and sisters. I mean, imagine like what Jesus is saying, love your enemies. You're kidding, right, Jesus? No, he's not. Jesus was never kidding when it comes to like the word of God. And he says, I say to you, so that you be sons and daughters of my Father. What Jesus is doing right here, he's setting up the standard. You see, if you're known as children of God, God has to see that you have a love for even for your own enemies. And that you pray even for those who persecute you. How many of us pray for those who don't like us? How many of us even pray for those you know they oppose you all the time? And say, Lord, yes, they oppose me, but I just want to bring them up into your presence. You deal with them. I know it's hard for me to deal with those people right now, but, you know, I'm praying for them. How many times do we do that? So this is the standard that Jesus is giving us, God's children. He said, if he's our Father, this is what he expects of us. God's children love the enemies and pray for those. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. By loving our enemies and praying for those that oppose us, you and I are resembling God the Father. We are displaying his character in this world. That's what it is. As his children, we are looking like him. That's God's ultimate plan and purpose, that we look like his son, like Jesus. Like when people look at us, like they don't know God, but just by how we behave, they can get to know God. Like I said, some Christians are having trouble just loving our brothers and sisters in Christ. Imagine how hard it would be for them then to love their enemies, praying for those who persecute you. Now, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, in the same context, he adds in Luke 6, 27, he said, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. I know many of us probably wish that those lines were not in the Bible. You know, some people are like, man, I wish that wasn't there. But Jesus is saying this is the standard of the Heavenly Father, to pray for people that when they insult you. If you go back and when Jesus said, pray for those who, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil things to you on my behalf because of me. And then he says, rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. Man, this is like, you know how hard it is to rejoice when people perhaps don't like you and they're insulting you? But if you are God's child, he says, you pray for those people. When they do evil things, you do good things for them. Perhaps this can be a hard sermon for some of us when you think about. I mean, but that's the standard of our Heavenly Father. I mean, the question is, if you're not going to be called children of God, this is exactly what we have to do. There's no going around like, because children of God, so that you be sons of your Father when you love your enemy. Because look at the description of the Father. He sends the rain for good people and bad people. He let the sun shine on the good and the ugly and the bad. He sends the rain for the righteous and the unrighteous. So God still blessing people regardless of who they are. And in the same way, so you be sons of the Father, pray for those who persecute you. Do good to those who do evil to you. Don't repay evil for evil, but repay evil with good. Pray for those who curse you. When we do things that we act like true children of God, if we do these things that Jesus is calling us to do, these actions depict God's character. He's a good, good Father. And he, you know, he sends the rain for everybody. You know, God does not separate the rain. Like, I don't want to bless the harvest, the crop of the wicked. No, he's still blessing them too. So as our kids, we have to do the same way with people, to treat them the way that God would treat them. And my friends, we know that that's hard. But without Jesus, we won't be able to do it. It's because of him. And if we have a new identity. This is what God's calling. You see, God just raised the bar, the standard for his children. Sometimes we don't hear that a lot in churches. But, you know, this is what he's asking us to do, to go according to his standard. You know, today we talked about in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. This is what God's commanding us to do as his children. And if you and I are going to resemble him, we have this love for our enemies. We pray for them. We pray for those who persecute you. We pray for those who curse you. We do not curse them. We bless them. Now think about, if you only love those who love you, what reward would you get? If you only love people when they love you, he said even sinners and tax collectors do that. Yeah, the IRS would do that. You love them, they love you back. What are you getting more than others? If you only greet those who greet you, like people say, well, he didn't say hi to me. You say hi to them, whether they don't say hi to you or not, so that you be sons of... You think God only says hi to the people that he likes? God sends the son for everybody. So, my friend, this is what God's calling us. You know, when I was reading that, I was just thinking like, wow, look at God's standard. If I want to be a child of God, I had to look like my daddy. I had to look like him, and this is what he does. He's asking me to love people without an agenda. He's asking me to bless instead of cursing those, to pray even for the ones who might not like me and make fun of me at school or whatever, like to pray for those. So that by doing that, I am resembling his nature, his character. If you only greet those who greet you, Luke also said, even sinners do that. You see, when the Bible says that, you see, even tax collectors do that. So everybody else do that. So what God is doing here is like, you got to be different. You already have a different attitude. You already have a different identity. Therefore, show it. Don't just do things because everybody else is doing it. This is God's standard for you, my kids. Therefore, you follow God instead of what people's doing. You know, in our society, we're doing a lot of things just because the government says, oh, it's okay to do that. What does God say about that? Oh, it's okay to have same-sex marriages. Oh, really? What does God say about that? He already gave you a standard. And even Jesus said, so who are we going to follow, people? If you're really a son of God, you go with what God's telling you because he already set up the standard for you and I. You and I should not be called sons of God if we're not going to do what he says. You know what I'm talking about? If we cannot strive to be what our Father, who our Father is, you and I should have no business saying, I'm a child of God, because you ain't. Right now, you're not even looking like your daddy. Right now, you're just doing things your own way. I don't see God's resemblance in you. How are you letting the light shine? You're not loving people the way he loves people. You're not serving people the way he serves. Do this, Jesus says, so that you be sons of your Father in heaven. If we're not going to abide by his standard, like I said, then we should not call ourselves Christians or God's children. Because we're denying his very nature and character. We don't even look or resemble him. I mean, God's standard is huge when you think about it. That's what he expects of you and I, his kids. You see, the world says, persecute people, if they pay him back. And they even give you rights for you to defend that. You see, my friends, when it comes to God, we give up our rights. We just go with what he says. And you know, I know that's really hard for some of you to grasp. But really, like, our rights, really just him. His standard, what he asking me to do, that's what I want to do. Jesus, even when Jesus came, he says, my will is to do the will of my Father. As long as Paul said it, to me to live is Christ. And if I die, even better, because I go with him. So God loves us as his children, but he expects us to act and behave a certain way, a manner that will reflect who he is. We acting like his children is like what Jesus is talking about here. You heard that he was said, love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you be known as children of God. This is what God's children will look like in this world. We know we have a lot of enemies, people that might not even like you for whatever reason because you're a Christian, but you still pray for them. And you still talk to them when you need to. And then he says, be perfect in verse 48. Therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Wow. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And one time the Bible also said, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. But how can you and I be perfect when we know there's nobody perfect but only God? And now he says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Some people say, but I'm not Jesus, I'm not God. Yes, you will never be Jesus or God, but he wants you to be like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's qualities in us that Jesus expects us to behave and emulate. And when we do those things, then we're acting like Jesus. For example, like being peacemaker, loving our neighbors. We are acting like Jesus right there. Be perfect so you may be children of God. How can you and I be perfect? By doing exactly what Jesus said, loving your enemies, praying for those who persecute you, doing good to those who do evil. In that scenario, when you do those things, my friend, you are being perfect on God's side, on God's standard. Israel's perfection, Israel's holiness depended upon their obedience to God's law. When you and I obey His commands, we are being perfect in the sight of God. He knows that we're sinful people, but we're doing things. It's like when you say, wow, perfect. You're doing that perfectly. You're following me to perfection right now because you're doing exactly what I expect you to do. You're making me proud in how you're living, how you're walking on this earth. When you are nice to those who are nasty to you, you are being perfect in God's sight. When you do good to those who do evil, you are being perfect before the Lord. When you walk according to His standard, to His way, when you honor Him in how you and I live our lives, we are being perfect. We are being children of God. It's like God saying to you, attaboy. That's my girl right there. Well done. You see, when Jesus walked on earth, He set out to do the will of His Father. He even said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me, John 4:34. Jesus Christ, the human Jesus, all He wanted to do in life was to please my daddy, that He's pleased with me. And He did it. He fulfilled the mission that God gave Him, even though at times it was hard, but He did it. And you see, Jesus did more than that. He introduced the Father to the world. The Bible says that to know Jesus was to know the Father. There's some people, I did a funeral one time to a man, and he asked me to do the funeral for his dad. And I said, you know what? I have a problem because I didn't know your dad very well. But I knew him. And so as I'm talking to him, I realized like, wow, like I see the influence of your dad in you now. Because you told me so many things about your father, but because I'm talking to you, I can see that your dad had a tremendous influence in you. You are who you are today because of your daddy. And I was able to do the funeral because he gave me some information, but I never had a relationship with his dad. I would go to the house sometimes and I would just greet him. And that's why the mother said, you know, since you were so nice to him, you do the funeral for him. But I had a relationship with his father's son. And so it was the son who said, would you do my dad's funeral? But I didn't know much about his father. But it was a resemblance. Everybody else that spoke at the funeral said, like, how they can see the imprint of his dad and the son. My friends, can people see the imprint of God in us today? That when they look at us, they see, like, wow, you know, I don't know much about that guy, but there's something about you that might want to cause me to know him, might want to make me know him because you're just disclosing it for him. Jesus Christ depicts the Father to the world. That's what John, the Revelation writing, also the Gospel writer says, nobody knows God, but the Son has made Him known. My friends, how are you and I making God known today? People might not know much about God, but through you, His kids, His sons and daughters, will they know God? Do they see anything about God in us? Do they see a little bit of God's DNA in us and how we live and behave? Because if they don't see it, then stop calling yourself a Christian then. They have to see that in us. You know, how many people, they think that they're a Christian? That's what Francis Chan said. Francis Chan says it this way. There are people who truly, truly believe in their hearts that they are Christians, but their hearts look nothing like his. You see, that's a contradiction. If you're a Christian, God expects you to behave certain ways. You are not a Christian because you were born in a Christian home, by the way. Kids, you're not a Christian because your dad, mom and dad are Christian, and that doesn't make you a Christian. You're a Christian because you have a relationship with the Savior, and then you have a new identity. The new identity says that you are an ambassador for Christ, and you are the light of the world. The new identity also says that you are sons of God, and if you are sons of God and daughters of God, He expects you to behave differently in the world. He expects you to make Him known in the world, that through you, people can see, oh, I know who your dad is. I see the resemblance. Have you heard that? Like, you look like your father a lot. I hope they can see that, you know, of my kids. But see, I have a great job, an arduous job to do because that I lay the foundation for my own kids, that they be proud, like, that's my daddy, and I'm not ashamed to tell people who my daddy is. Do people see Jesus? Do people see God in us, how we behave? You see, Jesus made the Father known. I mean, and he served people the way God would serve them. He loved people the way God loved people. I mean, to the point, he forgave people the way God forgives. Because imagine that when Jesus Christ is hanging on that cross, people that betrayed him, people that just cursed him, you know what Jesus said? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they do. I mean, that's just resembling the Father all over the place because he sends the rain for everybody. They're just and unjust. He let the sun shine for the good and the bad. Father, forgive them because they do not know what they do. He made God the Father known to the world. How are you and I making God known? How are you and I making God famous into the world by how we live our lives that people can see? You know, I don't know God. I don't know much about God, but through you, I just want to get to know him better. Like something about you that is causing me to get to know God better, because how you can be at peace in the midst of turmoil, how you can be just cool when people insult you. I mean, you know, it's like, I want that, what you have. And when you act like that, my friends, we're acting like true children of God. Does your life declare who he is? The song that you have, Ryan, today, the universe declares your majesty. That's from a psalm. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Day by day, they're pouring forth speech telling us that God is good. The heavens are declaring. The heavens are telling you something about God. Now, let me bring that to us right now. Are we declaring God in our own lives? Just like the heavens declare and tell people who God is, does my life declare God? Does my life reflect his nature? We ought to be like the moon that reflects the sun. Are we reflecting God through how we live, through our nature, how we even talk to people, how we even behave with people, that they can see that that's just God all over the place? When we act like that, we're doing exactly what Jesus is saying. You're acting like true sons and daughters of the King. One of the greatest joys for God is that our lives will reflect his nature, his qualities, his attributes, his characters. God's children, like I said, as his children, we can live whichever way we want. We have to live according to our Father's standard. And kids, that's the same way for you. I mean, try to live whichever way you want at home. Your mom and dad already have a standard, don't they? I mean, there's something you're battling about your phone, get a job then. You know, I mean, some of the things, think about it. Your mom and dad, they already have a standard at home for you. If you want to, you know, do something, you might have to leave the house and then be on yourself and try it. So God, the same way, he said, you're going to be my kids. You're going to have all the benefits of being my child. This is my standard. Loving your enemies, praying for those who oppose you. I mean, that's what God already said for his kids. We cannot live whichever way we want, because otherwise then we're not following God. We got to live according to what our Father determined. What are the greatest joys that we reflect him? I just imagine God said this about Jesus. The Father said, when Jesus was baptized, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Think about those words. Will God say that about you? This is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. In him, in her, I have the greatest joy. How are you making your daddy proud this morning?